We're going to say good morning now. Welcome back. We're going to say welcome back to the number one New York Times bestselling author, Lisa Gardner. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Marianne. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, well, thank you for wanting to come back. I have to tell you, now, we were away when you sent Brad our book, when you sent Brad your newest book, Catch Me by you, D.D. Warren series. And when I came back, the first thing I said when I came into my studio, I said, oh, my God, Lisa Gardner has a new book out. I was so thrilled, and it was a D.D. Warren series.
Thank you.
Well, I finished her last night, and you did not let me down. I'm only upset over one thing. Well, two things I'm upset over.
Okay. Tell me.
One, that the book is finished, that I finished. And two, that, and I'm not going to give it away, that Tom at the end didn't become a part of Charlie's life.
Oh, but you have to wait. There is a bonus ending that they will release, I think, in 30 days.
Oh, are you serious?
And it's a great little follow-up on Charlie's life now as a police dispatcher in the White Mountains.
Oh, I love it. And what's the name going to be for that?
I have no idea.
Oh, my
God. I don't think the author. I just like these things.
Oh, my God. I am so happy over that. Now, I do have to tell you, now, I've read everything you've ever written. I absolutely love you. And every time I read a D.D. Warren, and I talked about this the other day, I transform myself into D.D. Warren. I actually make myself her. I am anti-gun. But when it comes to D.D. Warren, I am her.
I think D.D. Warren does a good job of using her brains to solve very complicated crimes. It's Charlie, on the other hand, in Catch Me, who's learning about boxing and firearms and self-defense.
Well, I turned myself into Charlie with this book. She was wonderful. I loved her.
I love this whole premise of a woman counting down to her own murder. I mean, what would it be like? Here's Charlene Grant, last woman standing. Yeah. Each of her best friends has been killed off same day, same time, year after year. It's 4 days to the magic date. She's the only one left. You know, if a murderer was coming for you, what would you do?
What would you do? That's it. What would you do? But it's Charlene Rosalind Carter Grant.
Exactly.
I loved it. And Tulip, I loved. You fit the dog in there perfectly.
Yeah, and Tulip was from a real-life family. It's a fundraiser we do for our local Humane Society to immortalize their pet. And she was their beloved, beloved rescue dog who was 15 years old when they purchased the right for her to be, you know, Charlie's dog that is not her dog.
That is not her dog, yes. Yeah. that is not her dog. And and Tulip came through at the end.
She did. I thought Tulip just stole the show. You've got to like a book with a great detective, a tough woman, and a really wonderful dog.
Well, I have to tell you, you did a great job. Now, you and I was reading your biography. You and I have something very much in common.
What do we have in common?
We hate pantyhose.
That's true. I really do. I love being a suspense novelist. It's great. I'm doing radio interviews today in my pajamas. I will be the first to say.
Oh, isn't that great? That's like doing radio. You come in here first thing in the morning. You don't have to worry about putting makeup on because nobody sees you.
Exactly.
It's really, how did you start writing in the beginning?
Like most authors, being a novelist is all I've ever wanted to do. I grew up reading suspense. Suspense was always my first love. You know, with a name like Gardner, you can imagine we started out reading Earl Stanley Gardner, the Perry Mason novel.
Right.
I love things with a good puzzle. And I'm fascinated by the criminal mind. I think each of my novels has been an attempt to answer that question. You know, what is evil? Why do some people who seem to be good people go and do these terrible things? And it's kind of following that interest. I mean, you can bring it up in cocktail parties, but people turn away. So I started to write novels about it.
Yes. But the latest was, I'm going to have to say, you know what? I can't really say it's the best because I've loved everything. In as much as it was the most recent, I am really upset that I have nothing to go home and read right now.
Well, I think it's like, they said about a month after publication, they'd release this bonus chapter. You can always check out lisagardner.com or friend me on Facebook. And the minute they release it, we will let you know and people can look it up. People can also go to lisagardner.com and, you know, enroll the person of their choice to die in my next novel.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
You never want to miss out an opportunity for the Kill a Friend, Mame a Buddy sweepstakes. We had two winners in Catch Me.
Are you? Oh, my God, that is funny. That's funny. All right, so we can Facebook you, just Lisa Gardner.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
All right, Facebook you. Go to your website, which is lisagardner.com. Yes. All your books are up there. Everything you've ever written. Just everything is fabulous. I love it. I wish you so much luck in this newest novel, which you really don't need because you have it already. I mean,
well,
it's just there.
I hope readers really enjoy it. I was going for a really fast-paced, visceral countdown, 4 days to murder.
And now what's going to come next after this? Or are you working on something?
I just started the next project, so I can't talk about it much yet.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I have to wait.
I kidnapped an entire family, so I think it'll be fun.
Ooh, you do have an evil mind.
I do. I don't know why.
I love it. I love it. Well, Lisa, we're going to let you go because we know you have a lot of interviews today. Thank you so much for coming back. Don't forget us when your next novel comes out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mary.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So there she was, Lisa Gardner. Catch Me, #1 New York Times bestselling author. And we do have a book that we're going to be giving away.